For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Wednesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great and having a great week. Keep remembering some upcoming dates. I'd love to see you. It's so much fun to see your faces and meet the new faces and have the faithful ones who attend continue to come out. But February the 19th, kind of right around the corner, isn't it? Right here in the Metairie area, using the facilities of Parkway Presbyterian Church, men and women, free of charge. We will take like a $2 donation, you know, for the room, for the facility, and then I take a love offering. But February 19th, it's a Tuesday night. Men and women, come join me. Straight teaching out of 1 Samuel, what to do when your back's up against a wall. Have you ever been there? Here's David and his 600 men returning from a battle. And man, I think he probably thinks, I'm getting a victory parade. And just the opposite happens. His wives and children and his 600 men, their wives and children are all kidnapped. The Amalekites had come and taken their wives and kids, burned the city to the ground, and there was David. And if that wasn't enough, his men were so distraught. The Bible says they wept. They couldn't weep anymore. Have you ever been there? There's just no more tears. And then his men spoke of stoning him. And then watch this line. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. How did he do it? I've got some things to show you how. How we can do it. When you, man, you've cried and you just don't have any more tears. It's time. That means there's time to do something. It's time to encourage yourself in God. It's you and God. And boy, the story just gets so fascinating. And you will find in life, my brethren, you will use this truth of encouraging yourself in God. But that will be February the 19th, South Shore, North Shore. I hope you'll come out. I will be coming there February the 26th using the facilities of Victory Fellowship Church, West Causeway Approach. We're very excited about that. Come join me. What to do when your back's up against a wall. Of course, I'll also, gosh, this was a blessing, be doing it at a daytime retreat for Lakeshore Church on the North Shore. That will be on April 20th. And then April the 12th, I will be doing a daytime retreat called Intimacy, Faith, and Answered Prayer. I've got some a little bit deeper insight that I have been learning on that. I would love to share it with you. I know you're saying, oh my gosh, all these dates. Look to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and you'll see everything. Continuing in sources of spiritual passion, trying to get you intimate with God. You know what passion is, you know. You're passionate about the Super Bowl. You're passionate about the ring you want. You're passionate about that car. Nothing wrong with passion. It's a great word if it's constructed by and for and through Christ. Amen? Well, we talked about having a growing awareness of who God is. Talking about number two, sitting at his feet, appreciating him, talking to him. How long has it been? Now, this next one's a tough one, but talking about how to just revive that spiritual passion. Be willing to let God break your outward self. The Bible says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, but he who hates his life in this world will keep it to life eternal. That's out of John 12:24-25. You know, this self-life, so much of it motivated by the Adamic nature, prior to salvation nature, right? It's the self-life. It's got to be broken so that the fragrance of Christ can come through. And you know, only Christ really can do this. But if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you pray, God, have your way. and you'll find the self-life will go. But it is exciting. It will eventually get replaced by the new life in Christ Jesus. More tomorrow on a Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.